Thanks, Vic. DeQuell, you had a busy offseason, to say the least. You were part of the NFL USO Tour. Tell us about your experience.
Awesome experience. I just want to, you know, thank the NFL USO Tour for allowing me and the other guys to experience an opportunity of a lifetime to meet the kids. And I shouldn't say kids, the troops and men and women that go over that sacrifice their family and the courage that they have. It was an awesome experience. I met a lot of people and had a great time.
What was it like to meet the men and women in uniform that were Browns fans?
Oh, it was awesome, man. It was funny. You know, you don't know what to expect because you're going over a tour with, you know, the Von Millers, the Champ Baileys, J.J. Watt, NFL Defensive Player of the Year last year. So the Cleveland Browns held their own, man. They were all over the place. I brought over a bunch of gear, the flags, hats, what have you, a lot of memorabilia. They were very appreciative of everything. It was awesome to see Browns fans all the way over in Afghanistan.
And just looking back at the trip, what was the most memorable part of your trip?
I'll tell you what, from the short period of time we were together, the guys that that was a part of the tour, Von Miller, Champ Bailey, J.J. Watt, Steve Smith, and Davin Joseph, we had some type of bond, you know, just to make the trip over there is one deal in itself. So they sacrificed some time out of their busy schedules to actually go over and just meeting and greeting just everyone. And just the personal stories, I think that's what I took most from the trip, the personal stories from all ages, from the men and women and to all the way down to the teenagers. So, and what they have experienced and how they deal with moving forward and how long they've been over. So I think I took everything in as a whole. I don't know if there's one thing I could really pinpoint because I enjoyed every aspect of the trip.
Now, DeQuell, last year you went on the mission trip to Africa. This year you had the NFL USO Tour. How has giving back off the field impacted your life?
You know, it's just something that kind of made its way in my life. A time when, you know, you have a lot of ups and downs in your life, and when you're down, I figured the best way I could get out of the hole or feel better, what have you, is to help others. So it's kind of been a common theme building these last few years to where I enjoy it. And I don't mind if I can put a smile on a face or if I can lighten the day or build a morale with the troops in Afghanistan, it's definitely self-gratifying.
Okay, DeQuell, you're here in the building now for the 2013 offseason strength and conditioning program. What was it like walking in the building day one? Did you feel a different vibe?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I've known Chud. He was here in the previous staff, and just having a familiar face in the building that I respected from way back when and to now, and just meeting the North Turners, the Ray Horton, you know, these guys are great coordinators. Obviously, as documented with North Turner, he's been a head coach. So, and you can hear all the pounding and the building going on around you. So it's definitely they've definitely creating a different vibe around here, and it's a winning vibe that I haven't been a part of since I've been here. So everything right now is smooth, and I hope it continues throughout the season, from the strength coach to the guys. It was good to see the guys come back in the building. So we have a good locker room, and I'm excited for the season.
ClevelandBrowns.com had the opportunity to go in the weight room, catch you guys working out the other day. What's it been like working with strength and conditioning coach Brad Roll?
Oh, he's a fireball, man. He's a fireball. At 8:30 in the morning, he's up and at him. He's drank his Red Bull. Whatever he does to fire him up, he's that way every day so far. So it's a great thing. He brings that energy in this building, something that we hadn't had in years past. So it's a great thing for a guy like myself and for the young guys, seeing a guy that he has the energy every day. And it's a lot. It's a lot for him to do, but it comes easy to him.
What's it like working with your new defensive coordinator?
Ray Horton is brilliant. He's a brilliant D coordinator. That's the best way I can describe it. The way he thinks, you know, thinks up these pressures, and he's putting guys in the best position to be successful. It's well documented. Arizona had a great defense last year. In my opinion, I think he's a caliber head coach. So I'm excited to play for him. I've watched every one of Arizona's games last year to see what his blueprint was. And I mean, I was excited then, and actually meeting him, it just confirmed, in my opinion, how great he really is.
We got a chance to sit down with both linebacker coaches. What's it going to be like working with these two gentlemen?
Oh, they're smart. They're sharp, man. They're sharp, man. Everyone right now is trying to fill out who's who, how to coach what. So we're all in this thing together, and it's going to get done. We have a mini camp coming up in 2 weeks, and we've ironed out a lot of defenses right now, and I love every one of them. You know, we're going to be aggressive this year. Coach has said it. He's reiterated, you know, plenty of times to all of us. It's just a matter of us getting the system down so we can start the season off rolling. Going to minicamp next week.
Now, DeQuell, I had a chance to go in the locker room, and I was looking around for your new digs, and I noticed that you're in a different spot now. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a tribute to Phil Dawson. You know, I didn't want anyone taking over that locker. You know, I was at my locker for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years or so. And anytime I looked over, I could always count on Phil over there. We'll go chat or do whatever. And I thought it was only right that I left that locker open just so, you know, it's a tribute to Phil. I didn't want anyone taking that locker over but myself, and I'll take care of it very well.
And overall, DeQuell, this is a very important part to the whole process, getting acclimated to the new system, bonding with your new teammates. Just talk about the time that you guys have, because like you said, before you even know it, training camp will be here.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the thing about the guys in the locker room and the players here, it's hard to keep up with every single guy on the side of, on your side of the ball. But once you get back in this building, you get on the grind and you look next to you, you see a guy working as hard as you are. I mean, that bond never goes anywhere. So right now, our mission right now is to get to the postseason, win the playoffs. And we got to, you know, Coach Chizinski has a saying, win the one. Win the one means win today, max out today, and that's just what we're doing.
Well, DeQuell, thank you for your time. I look forward to catching up with you later on.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Back to you, Vic.